Hey there, Rockstar. Welcome back to Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, aka RBN The Voice Notes, brought to you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter. Okay, so this has been one particular podisode that I've been mulling over for quite a while, but I feel like it's more than time to not unburden myself, because that's not what I do on here. Oh my gosh. Like, girl, you let me know. Ayo, I mean, some people like rants on the interwebs, but like, I really don't feel like I come on here just to like scream. Girl, go next. But like, there are many things, many days of bullshit which I've been through, which, girl, there are not enough hours left in my lifetime, legit, for me to even compartmentalize the nuances of all the neglect and parental abuse that I have been through. So, ayo, we're just going to, I never have to see them again, so, ayo. Like, family is something which is sort of, like, of course you can, like, choose your family, etc., but, like, you know, when you're young and everything, your family is sort of, like, that's all you know. But then there may come a time in your life where you don't, you never speak to your family again, you know? So that whole thing is just like gone, to be honest with you. Yeah, legit. Yeah. But dating and a relationship is something which, like, I guess I would try and commit to do again and again and again. You know? Goodness me. And you know what? In my own spirit, girl, it's time to move on. It's time to let new people in. And I'll never see those archetypes or that kind of hit. Those archetypes again, you know? Because the weird thing is, I say archetype because, like, it seriously seems like every single motherfucker who I dated had the exact same kind of energy looking back. And it's like, what? Sometimes I look at myself and think, why did I put up with so much fucking crap? God damn, if I had to go back in time to slap myself around the face, girl, and jump back into the time machine, I would. Wholeheartedly. Now, we're just going to get straight into it. And honey, I'm going to come for myself because perhaps I was dating people who were way, way, way too old for me. Legit. But A, I liked past tense now. For good reason. I liked older guys because, like, I don't know, I just like sort of like that thick stubble and like the muscle and like the rawness of it all, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really what I found attractive. Like, if you told 18-year-old Ruben, you know what, girl, you're gonna be with this 40-year-old man for like for a very long time, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean? I would not feel any kind of way about it. But now it's like, girl, just like, now I've had experience of like what life is like on that sort of side. Baby. Like, I don't know whether to feel empathy, definitely not. Sympathy, definitely not either. But like, feel sorry for, like, what term can I use? Like, I just don't understand how you can get all the way that far in life and, like, you're still as clueless and bumbling as, like, a 21-year-old. Truly, it's pretty scary, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how big is the world at large in the grand scheme of things? And perhaps I was dating the wrong pool of people. But, like, I don't know. Had I known that, I would have just dated, like, a 21-year-old and, like, been done with it. Because, like... Oh, gosh. So, for whatever reason, people seem to think that they are taught only to go to school, college, university, get a job, and then that's all they wrote. That's all she wrote. But for me, like, I seem to be taught something else. You know what I mean? Like, all of that time, which could have been replaced by a university degree, or two, or three. Like, I really use that time to really exercise what I like, what I didn't like, and what sort of life path is best suited for me, and what kinds of people who I like. And I can't cook to save my life, literally. If you put a bullet... if you put a bullet, girl, a bullet is pretty useless for a gun. But if you put a gun to my head and ask me to, like... to even make some toast, I'd be like, you know what, girl, let me just take the bullet right now. It's okay, it's fine. But I can read a menu like nobody's business. I can sort out a great glass of rosé. I can decipher a good restaurant from a bad restaurant. I can, you know, that sort of thing. Like, hello. Like, but lots of people don't have that skill. And it's quite scary sometimes thinking about it, you know? So many fucking people ask me, like, oh, what should I cook for me? And I'm like, maybe I don't cook. so, like, hello, is all your sort of, your, is that all you want, girl? That's like a maid you can fuck? If that's the case, girl, like, I tried to be a prostitute, I tried to be a sugar baby for so goddamn long. But, like, people like to cancel on you, people just like to be dumb, and it's like, ugh. God damn, another. Like, but then is that a regret of mine? Because, like, I have no... Ayo, shout out to more sex workers out there. I have no qualms about being those things. I feel no kind of way about being compensated for my time for anything, you know? But, like... But I wasn't. And I tried so hard to be, so... Lordy. But separate to that, I was actually trying to find... someone who I could actually have a good time with, be compatible with, and sort of just, like, you know, just, like, have that sort of, like, daddy longing I have from my neglectful father. Absentee father, you know what I mean? Ugh, gosh, it is so fun living in my brain. It is. It's a blast. Oh my gosh, there is so much to unpack. Okay. Oh, I don't know where to fucking start. But I'll start by this, A. Let me be messy. Legit. Like, I'll be a grown-up in my own fucking time. And plus, what is maturity? I think, like, maturity is the casual unbotheredness of other people's behaviour as you grow in more confidence of your own. And, like, I've not been through that finite grinder that chops and changes parts of my personality and my fucking soul for the sake of a job, or a piece of paper, or friendships, or anything of that matter. I've not been through that. So, and I think, I truly feel like I was dating people who had been through that in some kind of way. So they were assuming, oh, okay, so when are you gonna stop wearing the bright colours, and when are you gonna stop with the nuances, and when are you gonna stop with the... With the chasing the dreams, like, because I gave up my dreams, and I blanched myself and ripped myself and blended into the pavement. So when are you going to? Like, people very much approached me like that. Whereas, girl, like, ayo, being twice my age, three times my age, absolutely not. That's, like, a bit too much for me. But, like, hell, that gap between us, like, why are you trying to force me to be, like, a 40-year-old like you? Surely you'd want a younger person because, like, they think like a younger person, you know? Or is it that you just want a tight sphincter, a tight ass to snuggle up to at night, a tight pussy to slip into, yet you want to have the conversations that you have with, like, a middle-aged man or woman, you know? It's very, very strange. I was with one person, and apparently they're into, like, femboys and everything else too. And I was like, okay, well, I'm still trinkish and, like, femboy and stuff. So, okay, that'd be cool to bring that out of me. Yeah, why not? And then, like, he was talking to me. He was, like, trying to talk to me, like his... I didn't know what he was talking to me like. And I said to him, like you're not talking about the femboy. You're talking to me like a man. So, like, what is it? What are we doing? You're confusing. I don't know what you want. Like, you know what I mean? It's very, very strange. I think that a lot of people who I dated just didn't know what they wanted, you know? I feel like they wanted something to show on the outside that, hey, look, I am successful in the sense that I have someone to spend some time with and we do the conventional couple things together. The boring, basic couple things like fucking cooking. Oh, yeah. I love eating, but cooking is like, that can be something done by someone else. Legit. Like, rather than wasting energy going on holiday or doing to this extravagant place, that extravagant place, which connects to neither of us. Like, can we, like, get to know each other? Why is it that I ask people, okay, what are your hobbies and what music do you like? It's like, ooh? What are you talking about? Like, you know, it's like I just asked them if they like eating dead kittens or something. Like, that's how they look at me. And it's just so like, oh, okay, girl. Like, people really don't take the time to sort of exercise that part of themselves, you know? It's quite shocking, to be honest with you. Because I'm legendary for working. I am. But like, I still prioritize fun, I think. That's a lie. Not I think, I know. Like, when all is said and done, what are you going to be grateful for? All the fucking hours that you worked, all the hours that you had fun, all the memories that you had, all the experiences of life you had. You know? God damn, I was certainly dating the wrong people. You know what I mean? God. It's so weird. And one person was like to me, oh, your jokes are so annoying. But it's like, don't you, that's my thing. Like, like, I like to joke around. I like to sort of poke fun at things. Like, so then why are you with me then? Why don't you find someone just stoic and dead inside like you, rather than trying to dim someone who has that light inside them? That's what I just do not understand. Rather than actually finding someone who is like fully in your league, you'd rather like try and cast that net wide. You know what? The only regret I have is trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. And you know what? Only ugly people say that personality is more important than looks. But like, what are you going to wake up to each and every morning? You can't stick your dick in someone's personality. Can you? Like, you know what I mean? You can't line your back with someone's personality. You know? Like, it's just, It's and the 5% anyway. It's like, gosh, I don't have something in common. Like, if I'm gonna spend 90% of my time with you, I want to be able to talk to you about 90% of my life. And like, I want you to fully engage my personality. I want you to fully like be up for fun and those kind of things. Like, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Everyone just wants to. Well, I'm gonna say everyone. I mean, I can't speak for the world now. Everyone who I've met, weirdly enough, just wants to settle and just do nothing. It's very strange. And rather than actually, now, the reason why I do so much is because I don't really, at this point of recording this podcast, I don't really have that many, define a friend, but I don't have that many people to spend my time with, per se. And I've actually worked a world so far now where it's like, the things that I do actually do sort of like encourage me to spend time with people. Like, being an actor, you're always with people. Being a model, you're always with people, etc, etc, etc. Oh, that's a thing too. Like, as a model, not even as a model, as a human being, like, I prioritise my health over everything, mental and physical. And people who don't want to support me in that aren't in my life. Like, I think it's bizarre how you can say to someone, oh, you know what, I just need to, like, slim down. I'm just having salad tonight because, like, I've got a fitting tomorrow. Oh, no, it's fine, you can be bigger. No, you got the job anyway, don't worry. Like, what the fuck? Gosh, I need to date people who are more in my lane, more in my the lane that I do things, you know what I mean? I can't be with someone who's gonna try and like almost sabotage me like that. That's very jarring to think about, you know? Yes, and oh gosh, and I said to this one person that, you know, I was thinking about being vegan, and then he wants to take me to a carvery. What is that? What is that? Why is it that people, they think it's in their best interest to sort of like just like ignore things things that people say, and just like pretend that everyone's a blank canvas like they are to be broken down and reconstructed into what they want to be. It's like, goddamn, it's weird. All I want to do is fuck. When all is said and done, you know, all I want to do is fuck and laugh and have a good time. And it seems like people who I've met just didn't want to do that. It's like, oh, yeah, you can be like, no, honey, I'm on this path, being who I want to be. Like, no, honey, you got it twisted. Like, my gosh. Now, everyone seems to think that they're patient zero, but, like, I'm smart enough to understand that the life that I live is not even just by living it, but I'm smart to understand that, like, people live different lives. And it's kind of strange thinking that everyone at large seems to have the same mentality because, like, they've all been through the same grinder sort of thing. It's very weird. Also, I prefer being loud more than I prefer not to be. Like, I'm not gonna want to blunt my personality for the sake of any person. Like, I'm not. Is that a bad thing? Because it's like, I'm confused. People seem to like me, like the fact that I sort of am loud and I'm sort of fun and bubbly and things like that. Yet when it comes to them actually stepping up and being on my wavelength, it's like, oh no, it's too much. But then it's like, but why are you talking to me then? So I didn't understand. And the reason why this was almost so traumatic with me is because, like, this was constant. I constantly bumped into people who just didn't want to step up like that. And it's like, but why are you talking to me then? Why don't you talk to someone down there? Like, it's very strange. It's just very, very strange. Also, there is not pressure, but, like, there's just an expectation that, like, I don't know if it's a British thing or like a thing, but, like, the first person you clap eyes on is the person who you marry. It's like, honey, dating is dating for a reason. It's not. I'm not one to speak on arranged marriages and things like that. Like, I don't think this is the kind of podcast. But, like, hello, girl. I'm young in my 20s, girl. I'm DTF down to perk. I'm not looking for a mate necessarily. You know, I'm looking for a good time, and I didn't hide that. Yeah, at the same time, people are just like, just, it's just confusing. Sometimes I just don't know what to think. It's like, what? People think that they want to just, like, shed and delete. The fact that they can, hey, yo, if you want to spend £250,000 on a house, that's your prerogative, but, like, I'd rather spend that on clothes, on weed, and, like, hockey matches. You know, rather than a house. Who cares? Oh, I have a house now. Okay. Cool. So, you're going to furnish all 10 of those rooms now? Those 2 bathrooms? Those 3 bedrooms and everything else? Oh, that's the guest bedroom. Okay, how many guests do you... You got, like, a hotel going on? What is that? I just didn't understand it at all. Absolutely fucking not. For whatever reason, people were really not too excited to sort of try and, you know what, actually, I came to this conclusion just before I got on this record button. I think that people find it so jarring when I ask things like, okay, so, like, what music do you like? What are your hobbies? It's because, like, they really didn't take any time or effort to really ask themselves those questions. Like, it's nothing to me for me to reel off what I like and what I don't like. You know, like, check out my YouTube channel for that. But even when it's like, baby, I'm just trying to find a common interest, something which we can both relish in together, it's like, they just don't seem to want to engage. And baby, I don't care if I'm rewarded or not for liking what I like or doing what I like. Honey, it's what I like. You know, like, whether everyone else likes it or not, it's not really my problem. But, you know, it's like what I said before, people are sort of scared to let people in emotionally like that, yet they want to be upset that they don't have anything in common with anybody. It's like, oh, I don't have anything in common with my wife or husband, but because you didn't really ask these questions, so then what? Or it turns out they have wild different interests, but then they're together because they need to be house on rent or something. Isn't that weird? And lastly, well, maybe not lastly because we've got some time left. I don't care if you're in the closet. I don't. I don't think that exists. I think that's just another societal rule in place to, like, to control people. Like, I don't really... I didn't grow up in that time, so, like, I don't really fucking care. Like, yeah, but I'm shy, like... Okay, I'm not. So what are we doing? Like... So what's going on then? Like, oh, we can't hold hands in public. Like, oh, okay, well, bye then, you fucking weirdo. Like, how can you not want to hold hands with someone who you like, you know? I don't get it. I just don't understand. Another weird thing is that a lot of people who I've met aren't nuanced. Like, they're very... Things get very compartmentalized very easily for them. It's like, oh, like, it's almost like, oh, I didn't even need to get to know you. Because, like, well... God, I got you. In one. Whereas for me, like, I don't know. I've been through so much and will continue to go through even more in my life. And I'm so excited for it. Gosh. Oh, why did I try so hard to find a boyfriend? Not a girlfriend, because that would just be... I think that... Oh, gosh. Even though... Oh, I don't care. I think that for a lot of women, they have not even societal pressure, even pressure for their own selves to, like, find one guy or whatever to be with, and then that be that, you know? Whereas I think as a guy, just because the way my brain is wired, I think that I'm just, like, hardwired to, like, decipher almost excessively between what's good for me and what isn't good for me. You know? Sort of thing. Because, oh gosh, you see these, like, these pretty, pretty girls with these, like, trash men. It's like, oh, lordy. Girl, that's just weird, man. But going back to the nuances, the guys who I've dated are very much sort of like, not even by the book, they're very much macro. They're not nuanced in the way that they think. Like, what I'm about to say has now been rescinded because, like, hello, I'm not going to lead someone to water to drink like that. Like, some guy was like to me, oh yeah, it's great how you told me that because now I know what not to do. But it's like, shouldn't you figure that out on your own? Gosh, the reason why I dated older guys is because, like, I thought they'd sort of, like, know what it's like to date. I thought that I was literally going to, like, be meeting, like, gay bachelors with Heavy and the Pink Pound who just like to fuck around and have a good time. Like, that's what I truly expected. It's like, why else would you be single at 40, you know what I mean? Like, or even 30, you know? It's kind of strange. But even, like, the nuances, like, no one actually bought me a cocktail. Nobody bought me ice cream, nobody bought me donuts, nobody bought me sushi, nobody took me to a theme park, no one took me to, like, a drive-in movie theatre, nobody took me to look at stars at midnight, no one took me to, you know, people don't, it's like, I'm just one of my guys who think like that. You know? Oh, gosh. I'm going to have the best life now. Just all by myself. You know? Like, that's the thing. Like, because outside of work and everything, because I'm very much getting to a place where it's like, girl, now I've put in the work, now I can sort of, like, let loose and sort of, like, just do what the fuck I want and seriously just, like, have the best time. Honestly, and, like, for me, I thought it was in my best interest to sort of, A, find someone, maybe not to grow with, because, like, someone said to me once, you should grow together with someone, but, gosh, in a sea full of seeds, like, it's hard to find one that's growing in the same direction as you, whereas, like, if you go into a forest, then we can be like, okay, girl, this seems like an oak tree, or this seems like it's growing into a pine tree, this feels like, oh, this looks like a palm tree, like, you know, it's like, but when all the seeds are on the ground, well, how do you know which one's gonna, Oh gosh, and everyone says that in lives, but like, I just want someone who's sort of like on the same track as me and sort of wanted to sort of like go that way. And oh, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. Ugh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Like, people are very, very macro. It's like, oh, but I took you to the cinema, but like, what film were you watching? Where are we sitting in the cinema? What snacks are you having? Like, let's just make it just like a cool evening together, where we can just like get to know each other and like. Gosh, I bought you food, but like, what about sushi? What about? Gosh, maybe just talking to people who are just like on the wrong track, on the wrong pace of life. Because having a certain lifestyle, where you have to be demanded on 24/7 like that, I guess it does sort of make you think more macro than like more nuanced. But I from jump have thought about the nuances. Yet I from jump also dropped out of university twice, and also could not hold down a job. That's the thing, like. As an actor, and people aren't encouraging either, as well. People sort of, like, who are dated expect me to sort of, like, give up my dreams for the sake of them. If that's going to be the case, then you better be as exciting as my dream is, if not more. You know? Resentment is worse than regret. If I'm going to give up my dreams for anybody, it's going to be for me. It's maybe because I said so, not because like some stranger who I met who was not even here for a season. Like, you know? How fucking dare you? Like, seriously, if it all doesn't work out, at least we have me, bitch, but who are you? I don't know you because I asked you what your favorite music was and you faltered on me. God damn. I was like, what happens to gosh. But you know, if I dated people in my own age bracket, then I'd be like, you know what, maybe it's just a string of shitty relationships, that's fine. Half relationships, whatever. Yet, for whatever reason, since I've been dating people way older than me, I'm like, oh God, like, as long as I avoid that in the future, then, like, I'm good. You know, it turns into, like a, oh crap, should I even date anybody now? Because, like, God, I know who you're going to turn into. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know what a relationship should be. Someone told me once that a boyfriend is, or a girlfriend is basically like your best friend who you fuck, essentially. But then no one seemed to be in a rush to be my best friend like that. Like, they just wanted like to argue and be so combative and be so against the flow. It's a bit like, and 1 minute silence for all my failed. Oh gosh. God damn. Like, I'm the kind of person where, like, either you need to step up with me or, like, you need to let me be me. Legit. Like, I don't understand why these people, like, people are walking around looking to tame somebody and control somebody. It's like, shouldn't you want to let a flower bloom into whatever it's going to bloom into? Rather than trying to control them, just in case it blooms too much, or just in case it fails to launch. Like, no. Why would you do that? I should have focused a lot more on friendships then. But, like, everyone who I... Not everyone, but most people who I know now, like, are married, or pregnant, or have children, plural. And I'm like, how? How? If you've... Now, let me be also very clear. You found the one who's for you. I don't really want to take that away from you. But, like, baby, I just want to date.
I just want to like get to know. I like having good experiences with good people, which don't have to necessarily turn into anything. You know, I'm just like, let's just date. Let's just like get to know each other, like fool around a little bit, and then like, if something happens, then great. If not, then well, you know what? No hard feelings. But it seems like every single person who I have walked away from seems to want to like psychologically damage me just before. Go, no, no, go, girl. Just before you leave, girl. Here's a stain. I'm like, oh, okay. Can't you just be like, I'm dealing with like grown ass motherfuckers too. I don't know. Grown. Like, if you jump the broom like that all the way into your 40s, bitch, I'm not expecting you to have these tantrums. I'm not. It's just, gosh, I think I got all of it out there. That's the thing too, like, for whatever reason, it seems like a lot of people wanted to treat me like a wife. Or like, oh no, you're just who I live with and have sex with, and I have fun with my friends. But I understand that I'm not going to try and take your friends away from you if and when we're together. But again, if I'm going to spend 90% of my time with you, if we're living together and fucking, then like you'd assume that that would be a much more intimate relationship than you'd ever have with your friends, correct? So how come you don't want to do as if it's between like, hey, I have my friends first, so like for a little while they're going to be my priority. Okay, I get it, but then like, Wouldn't you want to eventually prioritize your partner and having experiences with them? Right? Like, even from a couple of things, like doing couples retreats, couples this, couples that, I didn't get invited to those things. Or even like going to rock concerts or like exploring new places or whatever. Like, gosh, it seems like everyone has like a fucking agenda, man. And lastly, I'll end this, I think we're about time. But, gosh, I tried, I kind of see brand names on here, I don't even know, but, hello, no affiliation. But I tried Tinder Unlimited, actually, I don't know, because like, if you see something not so nice about these apps and things, maybe they can come in your neck, so, yeah. Actually, no, I read that once, like, especially for people, like, if you tell a secret about somebody, and it's negative, they can see you, but if it's positive, then they will probably, or well, most likely not. Not that they can't, but they won't. So, I don't know. But on these apps where, like, you would swipe right to match, of which there might be many. Like, I swiped right with this person in Sweden once, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, maybe I could, you know, live in Sweden for like a year or two on a gap year or whatever. And then he was like, oh yeah, you're so cute. Yeah, we're talking all the time, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, well, you can move over here. Or let's say he wants to meet in France. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's like, of course, that's still a foreign country. But like, A, it's a neutral enough location to neutral between the UK and Sweden. Hello. To where like, we could actually, I don't know, like meet. And if ish hits the fan, then we could both escape. I don't know where his logic was. But anyway, so we were going to meet in Paris, right? And he was like, yeah, we're going to take it to a cabaret so we can meet. And then I think the expectation was then I'd go on a plane back to Sweden with him. But then he was like, oh yeah, and then we can protest against the state of Sweden. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? First of all, I love Sweden, I do. I love everything to do with that country, I do. But like, I thought Sweden was one of the good ones. Honestly, like, I thought the healthcare was, like, A1. So I thought, like, I don't know. And I was like, well, I don't really, that's the thing. Almost everyone who I've met so far seems to have some sort of, like, funk about them. Some sort of, like, problem against something. And I'm like, I don't have any problems. I feel like I missed the opportunity to have, like, really impactful, strong, bonded friendships with people. That's what I feel. And it's like, ugh, damn it. Maybe I just like, that just slipped from my fingers. So of course it's never too late to make friends, but like, you know, that's just like a, ugh, damn it. But I didn't really have any grudges against any particular entity or anything, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just living my life. Do you like the government and everything else too? Like, it is what it is. And, you know,
I mean, how much can you complain about it before, like, it just, like, you ignore it, you know?
And by all means, if it's in your heart and soul to complain and protest, then who am I to stop you? But, like, if you're with someone, like I'm not saying you might want to integrate someone into your life, but, like, I don't know. I'm just in the mood to have fun. There's nothing but fun. Like, that's where I am right now. Like, I'm not really... Yeah, it's good to protest. Like, that's not exciting to me. But it's not. Most of these protests end up turning violent. And it's like, I don't want to lose my pretty face just because I wanted to hold up a cardboard sign. Like, that's just not me. Really, no, in a way. And lastly, I will say, onus on me. Gosh, I, past looking back, you know what? How can I word this that puts me in the best light? No, I'm joking. But how can I word this that is most helpful to you listening to this? Now, imprinting is a definite thing, and you can be quote-unquote used to certain characteristics, certain personality types, certain ways of talking, certain ways of thinking, transitive verb, I don't know, I dropped out of linguistics. So growing up in a narcissistic and abusive household, your brain likes what's familiar, regardless if it's bad for you or not. And if you are used to people being narcissistic, if you're used to people neglecting you, if you're used to abuse, then your brain having that pattern ingrained in it, especially during childhood is when like a lot of these imprinting behaviors and imprinting patterns form, you then feel your brain, for whatever, unconsciously, legit, seeks out those things. So perhaps I was, not purposefully, but perhaps I was dating those kinds of people who had those traits, and perhaps that wasn't as good enough for me. You know? Perhaps that, honestly. And also... Also, oh gosh, now, I want to go with the flow, I do, but it seems like everyone who's here wants to go with the flow, wants to take me with the flow. I need to sort of open up my heart and open up the world to, like, go down certain paths, and then, I went down the path one time, and then he tried to, didn't talk about that, did I? And that some guy tried to abuse me, oh my god, and then he said, you know what, actually, no, I think that was just him being a dick, you know. I don't think that was actually real, to be honest with you. I think it was just, like, just a bored, sad, miserable loser who just, like, tried to do something, you know. You know what I mean? And he's one of these people who said, he's like, oh, I tried to meet you in my project. I'm like, you know what, oh, God, okay, sure. Yeah, right. And I'm, you know what? That's the thing, too. I realise that a lot of the people who are taught to have just been, like, joke people. I've just been, like, just... Because what I've realised is... and please let me remember the narcissist point. What I've realised is... there was a person... With these people, there was a person before me who seemed to... Who either agreed with these rules and moved on, or who rejected these rules. And there'll be a person after me who will happily happily fit into the slot of that bullshit. Like, you know? So knowing that I survived that and knowing that I'm not the only one kind of freeing. You know? It's kind of freeing. Knowing that, oh damn, I'm actually too good for this motherfucker. And it's actually quite freeing, you know? And this person, like, he did the thing where, like, with this person, I went on a trip, right, to Pride, like, gay Christmas. And, like, all I did was try to be miserable. And I was like, oh, okay, you can be miserable all you want to, but I'm having a good time on tonight. Took some cute pictures for myself, and then off, and then on things went. And then, for whatever reason, I tried to move in with him because, like, I guess I was... I think I was running out... I couldn't pay my rent that month. And I was like, okay, like, this relationship is going nowhere fast. And, like, but I need something to speed on up. Now, this is going to be an ascending positive for I can feel it. That's the thing too, like, a lot of people work quite slowly, it's like, but I don't have the room for that. It's like, I didn't want to date someone for fucking like 2 years and then think, oh, okay, sorry, we've been together or not, like, no, like, what are we doing, legit? Because with my evolution, Ruben who you catch on Monday is gonna be completely different to Ruben who you catch on Tuesday and Wednesday, etc, etc, etc. Like, I need to know... I like walking in the situation and knowing what's up. That's why I ask things like, what music do you like? What are your hobbies and interests? Because you can decipher a lot from a person. And just by knowing those finite things. You know? Like, if you like pop music, then you're more likely to be an extrovert. If you like classical music, you're going to be more likely to be an introvert. That's just how the world works. You know what I mean? So, it's just kind of weird how people seem to be on the track of trying to get to know people as slowly as possible and then complain that, oh no, my boyfriend cheated on me. It's because, like, well, because, like, you're just boring, man, and it's unexciting. Like, what do you expect? So this person, goddamn, you're so fucking slow. Jesus Christ. Like, never in my life do I want to deal with anyone that slow ever fucking again. And I find that, especially as I go through life, I'm thinking a lot more sharp. Just because, like the gap between what I think I want and what actually manifests is getting narrower and narrower and narrower. So, like, I don't really need to think that much about things. You know what I mean? So... And shout out to all these AIs out there, because, like, I can literally just be thinking of food, and then all of a sudden an ad pops up for, like, oh, this cool restaurant. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know? And, oh, God, this is so dumb. So this person, like, he said, what did he say? He said, like, he had, like, 2 divorces. By the way, girl, baby, maybe you just need to stay with some people who've gone through divorces, you know. Maybe if you're, like, you're married, like, really, really young, maybe it was a mistake, whatever else, but, like, you know, a divorce could... Another term for a divorce is a failed marriage. And we're going all the way there. On my Bunches of Robastic Newscast. That's how we do. And that could connote many things. It could connote that maybe it just didn't work out, maybe, like, you grew as people, or maybe you just didn't put in enough effort. You know? Relationships can be quite a lot of work. And also, oh, that's another point which I've got to say. At this stage of my life, I've yet to see a couple who's, like, genuinely happy. I've seen maybe one, but, like, a couple who's, like, you know, who genuinely loves each other. I've yet to see that. So even to emulate that is, like, yet to be desired for me. You know, I watch lots of movies, and, like, that's sort of where I get my inspiration from, but still, even then. But anyway, this person was, like, unbelievably slow. And, like, he told me that, you know what, I didn't really get to be that gay, you know, gay extrovert that I wanted to be when I was younger. And I was like, and, you know, maybe now I decided to do it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And, like, I wanted to sugar daddy. I liked seeing people in clubs, seeing these twinks in clubs with these, like, old ass men. And, like, that sort of turned me on a little bit. Well, it did anyway. And I sort of wanted that, so I was like, oh, okay, cool, this is perfect. It's like, yes, we can just, like, have a blast together and do all the gay things that we can do. All the gay things we can do. Go next. But, like, he just did nothing. It's very, very strange. Also, tacked onto that, like, I don't have depression, I don't have anxiety, and I can't even when it turns to, like, friends who, or people who I know, who have those things, like, we can't do anything together, so even in a relationship, it's not going to happen, just no. And to expect someone to be your carer like that, like, no, you should do everything in your power to make sure that you're okay, so that you can receive somebody properly, rather than
rather than burdening someone he is supposed to be in love with your problems like that, that's just a no-brainer all the way. So then I moved in with him thinking that it would finally unlock like the fun part of him. Long story short, it didn't. Oh gosh, it was just so I didn't know who he wanted. It was just like it was just scrambled and like damn, he was just kinda sad really. That's the thing, like looking back on people who are dated, like all of them just been like sort of like sad people, just sad. It's just like again, like I don't, empathy is the wrong word. Sympathy is the wrong word, but it's like I just feel like oh, you're not fun. How sad. Like I don't know how to. It's whatever. Live your life. But then, like out of nowhere, he's like kicking me in his sleep, and I was like, what are you doing? So like, girl, I elbowed him in the back, and then like that was it. The hell? Who do you think? Because like, it's a different. Like I don't care what the fuck that is. Like. I didn't want to be with someone which any part of their brain feels like it's okay to do that to another human being. The fuck? Absolutely fucking not. And for anyone who has to deal with any bullshit like that, just, no, it's not worth it. No, goodbye. I can find another. You can't. So, like, I don't know why he was being such an asshole, but I can. Now, narcissism. So, perhaps I was seeking quote-unquote or expecting or more in line or receiving certain patterns of speaking and everything else too. So perhaps if I didn't go through that narcissistic abuse, if I had like a secure attachment with my fucking parents, maybe then I wouldn't be so eager to like to like recreate this bond to complete strangers, A. And B, like, my gosh, that actually stopped me from now. I like going with the flow. I do. Yeah. Gosh. Yet people who I've met, they like to run with things, and they put their own selfish wants over the needs of the other person. It's like, the things that I want to do seem to sort of enhance both people's lives. Like, I seem to want to go to fun fairs and art galleries and want to do fun, exciting things together with people. Yet, for whatever reason, they seem to like, oh, let me trap this person by, like, making him sign a lease to a property that he doesn't want. And it's like, okay, but, like, that's, like, I don't fucking know. That's just weird. A weird fucking roller coaster, you know? Oh, gosh. Like, you know, I wish that I really found someone who I could be with long term when I was looking for it, because, like, now I don't feel like I have room for that. I know, it's not that I don't have time for it, I don't have, like, room for it. Like, mental real estate is a thing, and that real estate has been taken by other, now more important things. You know? But I wonder what I could, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have replaced my guitar with it. I've replaced, like, that relationship stopped with a guitar, with my painting, with my acting. I don't know. But in my life now, I don't think I even have room or time to, like, put aside to focus on a relationship and other people and trying to grow things together and stuff. Like, I don't have room for that now. And it's like, damn it, I wish someone, because now things are popping up. Now people are like, oh yeah, let's do this. Why are you single? Like, what's going on? It's like, well, this whole thing is why. Like, gosh. And dating is like a series as well. And people don't seem to have, people like to call people time wasters, where it's like, what are you doing with your time then? Like, like legit. Like, you're supposed to go on like, at least like 3 dates and then like establish something rather than just like, oh, we've met each other. So now it's time. I don't know.
Animates have fun now in a way, but oof, gosh. Hopefully you got a lot out of that. I mean, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And the thing is that they're walking around the earth like they did nothing wrong. You know, they're walking around the earth like trying to find someone to put up with their bullshit rather than actually like, I'm nobody's teacher. I don't want to teach someone how to function in a relationship. Like, Google it. Like, oh, what's it called? I don't know what a cool idea is. Like, well, maybe you should, like, put in some effort and research it, a lot of it. And then maybe you should, you know, then reap the rewards with your results. But it's like that thing again, like, school, college, university, job, like, where in which do you learn emotional intelligence? That's like you. That's your work as a human. And it's like, it really scares me how people are walking around the earth not doing any work like that. Not making the effort to, like, forge relationships or anything. Crazy. Crazy, right? Anyway, that's going to be it for me. So, thank you for listening to... Now I can move the fuck on. Ugh, goddamn. Legit, I can be in the receptive mode of so many wonderful things now. You know? And perhaps, you know what, perhaps I misspoke. Perhaps, like, because, like, there are women out there who, of course, you know, love to use their bodies as much as men do. And perhaps, you know, I'm speaking for people when I say that women are more like, they want to be a one guy, whatever. But, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not one to, like, talk about things like that anyway to other people. But at the same time, like... I just want a fun, man. I want to have fun. Anyone who doesn't want to have fun, just stay away from me. Just go over there, man. With all the other losers. Just congregate together. That's the thing. These people aren't being more depressed. They're like, people like me are being like, you know what? I feel like I've seen you before. So let me just, like, not even take the risk. And then someone who will happily take the risk, or someone who doesn't value themselves or whatever term you want to use, will then fill that slot, and it's like, and then they just, like, be negative together. That's the thing. Like, so many people who I dated, like, wanted me to be so negative and see the world so negatively. Whereas I'm like, girl, my life's pretty great. Like, I mean, it's unfortunate that you're going through what you're going through, but I'm okay, you know? It's very weird. Anyway. Oh, that's it for me. So thank you so much for tuning in to Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, aka RBN The Voice Notes. Watched you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter, you know? And it's so weird how it's like, well, like, legit, I'm that easy. Has someone bought me, like, a leg of fried chicken? Like, a single fucking leg from any fucking chicken shop? Anyway, that's all for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Love you, love you, love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay. Bye. Oof. Bloody. Oh, I need some weed. Girl.